So, I stand here next to a dam, and I've come out of far north Queensland, and I'm watching the media, and I'm watching all of you, and I see people making mistakes, and I see a whole bunch of deluded actions, and I see ego still. And I don't know what to say anymore. Firstly, I'd like to thank Jason for helping me get out of far north Queensland. I don't know what to actually say in relation to being in far north Queensland. I got sick and it took a while to recover. And I don't think people realised how sick I actually got. So I'd just like to thank Jason for firstly helping me get out of that stress. I am getting better now that I'm in the cold and the dry instead of the humidity and the wet. I am feeling better. So we need to address this, because there's a lot of misconceptions going on, isn't there? There is a lot of misconceptions going on in relation to who you are as a people while a world war starts to kick off. Now, Iran has bombed the money men this morning in Israel, and Israel is losing the world, according to the words of President Trump. So what can we say about a money lender who's finally being kicked to the curb? Kicked to the curb. And what's happening in your country because of it? Because of it. Are you returning home to be able to deal with this situation properly? Or are you continuing to imitate the things that people have done before you without realizing that they're actually criminal offenses at law? It is a crime to compass your sovereign. It is a crime to compass your crown. It is a crime to actually go against what has been put on the courtroom record already. And justices, not only in this country but also in England, have started to realise something very, very pertinent, in that they actually have a law they can uphold under a realm of which they are a part of, the body to. Just because the head was replaced doesn't mean the body changed. Now, I would like you all to stop imitating. I would like you all to stop law and stop trying to beat a system that is designed to keep you trapped and is against you at all times. Now, we've had a massive stabbing in Bondi this morning by one of Albo's immigrant type people. One of Albo's immigrant type people. Do you think Albo's undermining the very country you are by bringing immigrants in every day? Do you think Albo's undermining the country you are by treating NDIS the way it does, because they're the ones that have the ability to stop him from going down a one ID route wherein a lot of people that are disabled can't? But we look at this stabbing in Bondi and we start to realise something. The world is turning into a war zone, and Albo is bringing those types of people into your country. Albo is undermining the very foundations of your country that protect a variety of different people around the country. Albo is in treachery to your country for the actions that he's committed inside the office of Prime Minister and the Federal Executive Council. Albo is party to warmongering and treating you like slaves to this war machine. It's now up to you to realise something very, very pertinent at law. This is the flag of your Commonwealth. This is the flag of the Commonwealth of Australia. The one that is flown with a seven-pointed star on it is the British Commonwealth flag. It is the flag of the Commonwealth of British Nations, Australia being treated as a nation state to Britain, even though Statute of Westminster 1931 severed the British Commonwealth from the Commonwealth of Australia, from the Commonwealth of Australia. To act under that blue flag like Monica Schmidt wants you to open-heartedly do is warmongering on behalf of those bankers in the City of London, those bankers in the City of London controlled by those Zionists in that failed Israel state. Isn't that right, Abby Yemeni, child killer? Right? You're looking at the world machine collapsing after it has maintained monetary control for the last 70 to 80 years. And we are seeing those attacks on Australians, on Australian soil, by the likes of people that Aldo likes to immigrate here, right? Those pro-Palestinian types that have manipulated an Aboriginal foundation in this country to allow for what? More immigration and the mining of Aboriginal territories by people like the Chinese. This is all Aldo's doing. This is all the Federal Executive Council's doing. And it's up to you, as a people, to step up and say something about it before you lose the very country that you are. Before you forget, lest ye forget, this very flag that was flown by light horsemen into battle in 1914, 1915. When Anzac left Giza to go into Gaza, they fought in Beersheba in what was then British Palestine, or the taking over of Palestine from the Ottomans. This has nothing to do with Zionist Israel like some of you would like to portray. This was occupied by Zionist Israel, and Israel manipulates the bank in London, which then manipulates a blue flag with a seven-pointed star on it, the star of the motherland being the bank over the top of you, over the top of you. This is the reason that gold has gone from $2,800, $2,700 to now $3,700 this morning. They are collapsing your Australian dollar because it is built on a debt system at which the end of usufruct has come around. Now, police across Australia are committing international war crimes on a daily basis in their ignorance, in their total ignorance, working for what could be considered a failed international state called Australia, Now, we need to address what is royal in all of this. What gives royalty its ability to be in this country, and what allows certain entities around the country to claim that they are royal in name and in action? Royalty is tied to a stone of remembrance, and that brings to for another problem in that there are people that have not taken heed to the word of advice to stop. Jua, I am asking you directly to stop. You are demonstrating very clearly that you have ulterior motives to that of your realm, the realm that was sealed at law and is unable to be imitated anymore. This brings to the fore the international stage at which you stand on, at which these police officers and federal government work for. The state itself is a massive problem in your country, in that the states around the country have enslaved you for the last 75 years to pay off debts that they created, They needlessly created debts to keep an economy going after the fact that International Monetary Fund allowed a country to rebuild. They trapped you into a system that is a lie. They trapped you into administration and held you there forever. They didn't allow you to return to what you formerly were, which in itself is technically a war crime. Technically a war crime. Now, I want you to consider who these people poisoned. I want you to consider who these police attack. I want you to consider the false flags that these police have created in an attempt to stop this from coming forward, to stop a king and a realm and real military men from recognizing who they are, while attempting to keep a belligerence over those men, while attempting to keep a belligerence over those men, and the police are directly responsible. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of audio for you so that you can hear what these police are actually like, what their actual modus operandi is. Now, I make no mistakes of publishing this audio in the bid to show you that the police of this country attack you on behalf of foreign interests in a debt game that is collapsing right now. Not their constitution, it belongs to us. You are starting to see them backtrack on that in the states as the state of Queensland puts all its Aboriginal treaties on hold, because it has no right at international law to enter into those treaties as an administrator.
Our human rights.
We didn't stop a war memorial event.
Well, why did you order him not to attend on the 31st?
He was given a public place restriction.
Based on,
I don't believe that has to be discussed.
Right, okay.
I understand
where you're coming from, because you're trying to defend your position when you know you've failed.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, I can see the international laws in front of me. I can see The Hague. I can see Human Rights Commission Act 1981 on the table.
Stephen, have you ever taken anyone to The Hague?
The Hague is in your courtrooms. Yes, I have.
Have you ever taken anyone to The Hague? Courtroom.
I know that you're tied to the International Association of Police Prosecutors, which is based in The Hague.
And you've taken people to The Hague, have you?
No, why would I take people to The Hague when The Hague applies inside a New South Wales courtroom?
Right. Okay.
You understand
so you've never taken anyone to The Hague.
Why would I take someone to The Hague when the Hague law applies inside a New South Wales courtroom?
No.
So you're denying the Human Rights Commission Act 1981, are you?
I'm not denying anything. I'm just saying, if you're going to throw The Hague at me, I'm asking you.
It applies in New South Wales courtrooms because your federal government is obligated to those treaties. So your courtrooms run like that.
Okay, but you haven't answered my question. Have you ever taken anyone to The Hague?
Why would I want to take someone to The Hague?
Well, you just said, oh, you'll be in The Hague.
No, I said The Hague applies. I would take you physically to a foreign country when The Hague applies here in this country.
Right.
So that's the one clear thing that you need to understand, is that human rights laws and international law actually apply inside Australia. Okay? You're a foreign military occupying power in this country that lowered our Admiralty ensign on the 1st of March.
That's your point. You can't say that we're a foreign military.
You've got a foreign crown on your shoulder. It's not the crown linked to the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne.
That's your belief. It's not linked
to King George V. It's not the King of Australia. It's a foreign crown introduced here in 1953 after Nationality and Citizenship Act 1948.
May I speak, please?
Yeah, of course you can.
But the Imperial Crown and the St. Edward's Crown have no bearing on whether the New South Wales Police is a foreign military.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Are you kidding me? You've got a crown on your shoulder, which is your line of authority, to give you rule of law.
Okay, Stephen,
your Attorney General is obligated
take a breath,
to.
Mate.
So
mate,
are you telling me flat out that you're not obligated to a line of authority?
I need you just to take a breath.
I would like you to listen.
I am listening, but
are
I'm also trying to talk.
Are obligated to a line of authority?
Stephen, may I speak, please?
Yeah, I asked you a question.
No. I'm speaking. I'm returning this phone call to you.
This is the way the police act. I asked you a question. Are you refusing to answer my questions?
Okay, well, let me answer your question in this way.
Are you refusing to acknowledge that a line of authority needs to exist?
The Imperial Crown and the St. Edward's Crown form part of the Crown Jewels. You're arguing about a hat, Stephen.
No, I'm not. I'm arguing about a line
Stephen,
of authority.
You
want to turn it into a hat, you've made the gravest mistake.
Why?
Because there's a lot more behind a hat.
So you say.
So I say?
Yeah.
I can prove it, mate.
I've read it. Hang on, it's not ignorance. I've taken the time to read what you have written.
What did I
write? I've read it. I'm sorry?
Where did I write something?
Of Realm and Man, I've read it.
Oh, you've read it, okay.
Don't speak to me like I'm someone who has no idea what please don't spit legalese at me either.
I'm not spitting legalese at you.
I've read it.
Because your crown was forged in a Bible. Genesis 37:9 formed a realm. So if you want to go down that
again,
path,
still,
I didn't know how
still
the realm was formed.
Stephen, we're still talking about a hat in the
UK. We're not. We're talking about a shrine in Melbourne with a big stone in the middle of it, anchored on the ground by the stars.
Which gives you...
A line of authority.
A line of authority. To be king.
No.
No.
To be
you're not
occupied people as prisoners of war in this occupied territory called a United Nations Trust Territory as per the Nationality and Citizenship Act 1948.
And that's why people take their oath of allegiance to you.
That's because they want to change their country.
An administration has no right to enter into treaty on behalf of the people it administers. And the police are starting to realise this all across the country, as they've been pointed out to be technical and actual international war criminals. They have created false flag events in an attempt to defame and discredit what you are as a country.
Yeah.
Right, my concern, I've spoken to the ADF, I've spoken to the chaplains in the ADF, I've spoken to the King's Domain, I've spoken to Government House, I've spoken to all these people. Everyone is aware of who Steve is.
Mm.
Right, everyone is aware that I take a path of the Bible and God. Right, and that's my concern. So I'm really happy that you and I are both on the same page, that it's these fuckwits we need to deal with.
Yep, that's all we care about. We just don't want to see anyone get hurt, that's all.
Well, I don't want to incite violence.
No,
I don't want the police to attack my people either.
I don't think we attack anyone.
No, I didn't see it. I haven't seen it. The worst I've seen is, like I said, the BLM bullshit, and they deserve it.
I don't really
care about that stuff. So... Yeah. My main concern now is, like we both said, these fuckwits.
Yeah.
So I'm going
well,
to
Well, listen,
my best.
You know how to contact us, or you contact your local police if you've got problems and,
oh,
and let them
never
know.
Never call the police.
Right. You just called me. Well, you called us.
Yeah, because I'm dealing with a problem.
Righto.
Right, and we're both on the same page on this problem.
Yeah.
Right? I'm really glad that we've come to this realization.
Yeah.
All right. So
absolutely.
It really makes me happy.
No worries.
I really appreciate your honesty as well.
No, not a problem.
All right. So what I will do now, of course, I'm going to help Dua through this entire saga.
I understand that. That's your
But on the flip side, I'm also going to go and attack these tards. And I don't mean attack them.
Mm.
I'm going to make out like this is the stupidity that's bringing you guys in.
Yeah.
And
I can assure you we're not some shady organisation.
I don't see you as a shady organisation. I see you as a foreign military power stuck to some very, very serious rules.
No, but people see the Fixated Persons Unit as some shady, secretive part of the police. It's not.
I don't.
They're not like that at
all. I looked up who you are.
Yeah.
You're an anti-terrorism group.
That's right.
Right? And you're not a fixated persons unit. There is no such thing in law. You just call yourself that.
That's right.
Right? You're an anti-terrorism unit. Stop calling yourself a fixated persons unit.
Well, it's your name.
What you're proving to the people is that you're a pre-crime unit. You're the ones willing to go and fuck people over before they've committed a crime.
You're right.
Correct.
That's
so
exactly,
you're the pre-crime unit.
An administration has no right to enter into treaty on behalf of the people it administers. It administers. And the police are starting to realise this all across the country, as they've been pointed out to be technical and actual international war criminals. They have created false flag events in an attempt to defame and discredit what you are as a country and as a people. And it failed. And my warning to all of them is that if they keep acting in the manner that they do, they are acting outside of international law and are committing international criminal offences known as war crimes. War crimes on Australians, on Commonwealth of Australians that they debt collect off. The police officer in this country has no line of authority to who you are. Therefore, working for banking interests as debt collectors and managers of your country on behalf of people like Israel and the United Nations. You are starting to see that creditor collapse as Iran attacks it overnight. Now, if Iran attacks Israel and England has been accused now of being party to genocide in the international court, this would mean that all of these countries that don't recognise this are in cahoots together. Isn't that right, Albo? Should we point the finger at you for participating in genocide? We should ask Penny Wong what she did when she sat down at lunch with these genocidal maniacs. We should also ask Penny Wong what she was doing in Palestine before she visited the genocidal maniacs in Israel. Israel will recognise this flag as the flag of your ANZAC that went and defended Beersheba before Zionists terrorised British Palestine and created a fake nation state, a fake nation state. They used warmongering and a six-day war to confirm something that they have not stood by in international law for the last 50 years. And those were borders agreed to in a two-party state between Israel and Palestine. It's very clear right now that Israel wants to genocide the entire land of Palestine so that it could be something it's not. Something it's not. And they've since realised the international community won't stand for their genocidal insanity. It's an insanity to be watching what's going on in Israel right now with Netanyahu sitting at a table telling Iran that it will bomb Iran back. With who? With Biden? Because you won't be doing it with us. You're going to be doing it with London and Biden. What about you, Albo? Are you going to participate in international genocide? Are ya? We look at a world war encroaching upon all countries around the world as the monetary systems of the West, on the going down of the sun when it sets in the West, is when a country goes bankrupt and borrows. But in the morning, we shall remember them after we've been made insolvent in an indissoluble federal commonwealth at which police officers aren't in oath or allegiance to, at which Albo and the Federal Executive Council are not in oath or allegiance to. It makes you wonder where their allegiances lie.
when they undermine the very country that you are as a people. And it makes you wonder why you get manipulated on social media by police and ASIO and all types of intelligence agencies to stop you from returning home. And it might be because they're all war criminals at international law. It might be because they've participated in a jabby jabby across an entire country, let alone countries. Isn't that right, elbow? You participate for corporate interests instead of the people. You stood for banking interests instead of the country. You've not taken us out of debt. You've pushed us into further debt, which could be then considered a fraud at law, elbow, a fraud at law. Now, there are a lot more things that I need to address. Let's have a listen to another little bit of audio from America.
I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers.
Would you consider that to be belligerent at all? Because these are the same threats that were made via video that are detailed in the Kiskonen case. These are the very direct threats that were made to the New South Wales Fixated Persons Unit, who were totally fixated on destroying the very Commonwealth itself. And we can prove this without shadow of a doubt on recorded phone call that you've already listened to.
No. That's where the misinformation comes in. No, Drew has been charged with offences that he committed, not future crime.
I understand that with the video. I understand that with the video, but did the video give reason for the warrant to go for the gel blaster?
The gel blaster was found as a matter of course. No, we didn't know about the gel blaster. It was found as a matter of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So if the gel blaster's not in the equation now, you're backtracking to two videos to get a warrant.
Well, no, we're not backtracking.
Well, I am. I'm backtracking to the point where now this gel blaster's not involved. The gel blaster's post-fact.
Yes.
So what's pre-fact? Pre-fact is that you had a video where Jewers said that you should all be hung for your war crimes.
Yes.
Now, I agree with him. If you're committing war crimes, let me take you down to the gallows. I'll pull a fucking lever myself. Right?
Well, now you're coming dangerously close to a line.
No, what I said to you
earlier,
this needs to go through a military tribunal because
that's
it's
right.
a war crime. I can't
but
make
again,
those decisions. You have, if you were to go into that war crime side, being accused of a war crime, you have every right to a defence first. Mm. Right?
That's anyway, listen, I think our conversation's going the wrong way.
We can demonstrate that this country has been undermined by the very people that live in it. By the very people that live in it. And we can also demonstrate that Aborigine have been conned into mining interests and increased future debt so that these money men can continue to hold this under administration against all international laws and rules that are on the table right now. A criminal can't run for office. In the Oaths Act 1867, if you are outside of your oath, you are to be removed from office immediately. Governor General, we are making a command from the royal houses of this country for you to disband and throw out all of those in office immediately, including the likes of Albanese, including the likes of Pauline Hanson, including the likes of Baba Betty. They're all criminals, Governor General, and you have allowed this to occur on our soil, Governor General, and it is now time you adhered to the line of authority under Lettice Patent 1900 and our very own constitution, in which you are to remove all of them from the parliament, as was done in 1974-75. when you took this over and raised a foreign flag from the British nations. Monica Schmidt, time to wake up, love. Time to wake up to why your van was attacked for being a Zionist Jew lover, for being a war monger.
But what's the most upsetting for me is the trigger that initiated the attack was the Australian flag. How dare I show my flag in my own country, this person must have thought. They snapped the antenna, which is where the flag was on, and then they went to try to break my window and break my mirror, all because I dare to share my own country's flag.
You fly a British Commonwealth of Nations flag with a seven-pointed star, a blue ensign which is only to be flown by government. Only to be flown by government. Are you the government, Monica? Are all of you flying that blue ensign the government? Because this is your land flag. That is their government flag. If it were your de jure blue ensign, it would have a six-pointed star on it, and it would still be your government flag, at which you're not allowed to fly at law. So why are you all flying a blue ensign? And Monica Schmidt, why do you love it so much? Are you ignorant of who you are underneath all of this administration under the rules of usufruct, under Hague and Geneva Conventions, which demonstrate that as our people, we have been oppressed by war criminals that have created serious and harmful criminal actions against an entire continent, let alone a country. An entire continent of Australia have they allowed that to occur to. Now, just to indicate that, Pfizer have been mentioned by the British health authorities as having an untested vaccine, at which it pushed through media for everyone to take. That in itself is an international criminal offence. That you, Governor General, are now obligated to deal with. And we have a new woke, blue-haired, nose-ring-loving Governor General that seeks to undermine your country further, like Quinton Brice did. So Governor General Hurley, Zionist, are you going to speak up for the Commonwealth of Australia, finally? Or do we approach this new woke world Governor General that doesn't work for the people? Now, we could address something else while we're at it, Governor General. Who do your military take an oath to today? How many times has that changed in history? And what is a defence force in relation to a Royal Military Force called the Royal Australian Military Force? Where's the word royal gone, Governor General? Where's the word royal gone in relation to the royalty and the crown that appears on the Shrine of Remembrance at which you directly are supposed to be anchored to? Supposed to be anchored to in a line of authority directly to your ANZAC, demonstrating what, Governor General? You have no line of authority to the King's Domain and the Stone of Remembrance, making you something foreign to the Commonwealth of Australia that is currently in an international scandal and have committed serious, serious war crimes on behalf of medical corporate interests owned by some serious scumbags at the top.
I mean, there is a definite assault against the unvaccinated, and you've talked about how they recommend, you know, perhaps psychiatric medication or something for people that don't want to take a vaccine.
So this has come out recently out of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. The college sent out a letter or a memo to all the doctors in Ontario suggesting to them, now so far they're not mandating it, they're just suggesting it, that any of their unvaccinated patients, that they should consider that they have a mental problem and that they should be put on psychiatric medication.
Do you work for those scumbags, Governor General? Do you work for someone else, Governor General? Where's your oath linked to? And where is your line of authority held, Governor General? These are serious things that have been brought up in the Justice Departments of this very country, Governor General, and which you've ignored for over a decade. Over a decade. At which people around this country have started to realise very, very clearly who they are. Who they are against what you are in a failing state that you are. Right? Last thing I'd like to address is all you common law idiots. The common law exists in the Supreme Court, it always has. You've attempted to create courts and go and create new sets of laws like you don't have any link to something. Like you're outside of this game that has been put on the stage as prisoners to this game. You believe you can go and create common law courts and hold court with no authority and no link or royalty in any god that you can uphold in an international community against all these countries that are committing genocide on a world stage right now. You're sadly mistaken. To continue to play this law game. Now, Wayne, you tried to undermine something in your very own ignorance, and you demonstrated very clearly how ignorant you were in relation to those things. And Rodney, I would think very clearly about what you're doing in relation to postal law and what's not linked to the very foundations under the blessing of Almighty God to find in the very Constitution itself.
The second one was, can you clarify the second one?
Well, I'm not going to go further into it. I'm speaking out of school if I do, so I'll let you speak to Matthew Reason about that.
Yeah, I literally don't need to speak to Matthew anymore because you've appeased my worries.
Right, okay.
You're not attacking my group. You're not attacking the fact that they want to call me a king. You're not attacking the fact that they want to fix this country and return to proper law. You're attacking the fact that Brett Tards are turning this into something it's not. And that's a risk not only to us, but to you. So we're both on the same page that we don't want these fuckwits around what we're doing.
No, that's right. Okay, and that's the only thing we really care about is just the people that might attract.
So this ignorance has to stop. It totally has to stop. Because you're not only putting yourself at harm, you're putting others at harm that start to believe in your false ideologies that have been proven wrong over a decade ago. You must stand in what is royal and anchored in international law or lose it altogether. If you cannot stand in what you are as a people in international law, lest ye forget, well, you forgot. You totally forgot, and because you forgot, it's gone. You can't bring back something you don't remember. You can't bring back something you don't remember. And if you can't define the anchor points of all these things, then you're just showing your lunacy and your delusion in believing that you can beat the law without having any foundations in it. Without having any foundations in it. It's all fair and well to say, wah, 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 they're all criminals. But how? How? Why haven't you addressed how? Maybe accusing them of the crimes they've actually committed might make them think that when you appear in court and bring up those crimes, they might be found guilty one day of things like genocide, of things like forced medical procedure, of things like mutilation, of things like testing medical procedures. It's all illegal against the international realms of which you're watching collapse right now, meaning that you are now on the back foot. You had an opportunity for a decade, and instead You fumbled around and said, "Now, why him?" Maybe it's because we know stuff. Maybe it's because we put that stuff before all and sundry and you didn't. Maybe it's because it's the truth. It's the truth in the matter. Now, Albo, Bondi is going to happen again because you allowed that immigration into this country in the first place. You set this country up for that. And that's an act of treachery, trying to undermine and destabilize this country with more immigration while people are being pushed out of their homes into tent cities where a concert wants its ground to go and have a dance at the expense of all those homeless people now living in tents at your hand, Mr. Albanese. At your hand, Mr. Albanese. And what happens when those homeless figure out you're responsible, Mr. Albanese? You and that Federal Executive Council, you and your new woke Governor General are seeking to undermine this further. And we'd like to point out to all of you very, very clearly, very, very clearly, Governor General, Attorney General, Solicitor General, Prime Minister, Charles III, are you committing international war crimes on this soil? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And the people are starting to realise what they are and how those crimes have occurred. No false flag, no rhetoric, no calling out sovereign citizenship. What is your citizenship, 1948, Albo? Why don't you answer us? Who are you? What'd you make the people in 1948? Citizens of the IMF monetary machine instead of subjects of their crown? Anchored in the shrine in Melbourne, in a king's domain, already claimed at law, Mr. Albanese. So everyone, I know I jumped around a little bit here, but you're starting to see the world on fire and you're starting to see a monetary system collapse and it's going to drag you all in the mud, and Albo's immigration is designed to replace you, and he full well knows it. And unless you stand up today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. If you don't stand up today, you'll forget and you'll lose it. If you don't stand up every day, you'll forget and it's gone. And when it's gone, who's going to bring it back? And to all you soldiers out there, to all you naval personnel, to all you Air Force personnel, who are you under oath to? Who are you under oath to? Who do you serve, Matthew 6:24? Do you serve your own gods? Or did you go whoring after the gods that were around you, Judges 2:12? Judges 2:12 clearly demonstrates that you serve foreign interests. You served foreign interests after 1975. You serve foreign interests in the bid to keep this country in a debt machine. In a debt machine. You're the reason that it went up to $3,000 a week rent for a house that used to be $100 a week rent. Now $3,000. So I ask you very clearly, the defence force of this country, what have you defended? What the fuck have you defended? Everything's expensive. You can't survive in this country, even on a job today. So I ask you what you defended. You defended a bank machine which is now collapsing before your very eyes as they readjust your oath to a flag instead of a god and a crown. They readjust your oath to a flag and a government without any consideration of who that government works for, who that government's under oath to, what they're creating over and above who you are as a people. You got a choice today, everybody, and you're running out of time to deal with your choices. You're running out of time because poverty is coming for a greater portion of this country.
No, you need to be proud of your country, and I'm gonna hang two of these. In fact, I'm gonna get a big one made, and it's gonna be in your face, because you, attacker in Armidale, you are not gonna make me afraid of being proud of my country. And yes, I am aware that the flag is half gone.
Now, lastly, I do this for a job. I've been doing this for 15 years, watching this idiocy go around in circles until you finally realize something. I did something in a courtroom that none of you can comprehend. And Jua, you can't go and repeat what I've done. I listened to your audio. You're an idiot for even thinking you could. You don't know half of the things that are required in that scripture for you to make these sorts of claims. So I'm advising you to stop. I've been doing this for a long time, and I know the foundations in that stone written in that Bible. Now, I can't do this by myself. So if you'd like to donate, that would help greatly. It helps us keep moving forward, and it helps us rebuild the realm that we are, so that we can speak for you, so that we can stand up for you, the people that got jibby-jabbied, the people that got oppressed by the police, the people that got pushed around by a foreign government. We speak for you. So jump over to a t-shirt shop and buy a shirt, or jump over to a bank account and deposit some cash. That helps us speak up continuously for you. I don't have another job. I don't do anything else but this. I've been doing this for over a decade now. And it's all been because of your support. I'd like you to share out some knowledge now and recognize that you aren't going to repeat what I've done. It is actually a crime to attempt to do so. Now, the justices of this country are starting to realize they have an anchor at law at which to hold these people to account under the Criminal Code 1995 Volume 2 that defines all of their war crimes. So I'd like you to start pointing these crimes out to the people in charge. I'd like you to inform One Nation, who seem to want to stand up and speak about certain things. Malcolm, start listening. Malcolm, war crimes have taken place and you've been informed of those war crimes. Malcolm Roberts, the Brereton report says you're obligated as the Australian government to deal with those war crimes, report them and see them charged. Why don't you do that, Malcolm Roberts? Is it because you want to play politics with the law?
The Australia that I grew up in was unreal. It was so fun. And we didn't seem to have all these problems. There wasn't all this sort of like, the woke stuff's really gone big in Australia.
What's the example of that?
Stuff they're teaching children in school.
Right.
I don't think sexuality in children should be in the same sentence. And I don't think anyone's sexuality is anyone's business. You don't know about mine. I don't know about yours. Why would we? But yeah, that stuff really icks me.
Politics with the law, Malcolm. It's time for you to report those international war crimes committed by New South Wales Police, Queensland Police, while UN inspectors were denied from their very own facilities. It's time for you to report the war crimes that have been perpetrated by the people sitting next to you in that very parliament. People like Anthony Albanese. People like Tony Abbott. People like Malcolm Turnbull. It's time, Malcolm Roberts. It's time to stand up and speak in the capacity of law that you've been given under a crown. It's time to recognise what's anchored in the Shrine of Remembrance, in the King's Domain, under a kingdom. so defined in the Supreme Courts, so defined many times over in courtrooms in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, and the Northern Territory. It's time for you to recognise we aren't going to put up with your lies anymore, and we aren't going to put up with your criminal offences anymore. We will not put up with the likes of thug police on our streets, and we won't put up with the likes of your immigration causing things like Bondi to occur. Anthony Albanese. You can make all the excuses in the world, Anthony Albanese, but you brought people into this country that see you as the enemy. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to attack Australians. You set that up, Anthony Albanese, on behalf of your banking mates. Let it be known that we see it. Let it be known we anchor ourselves in our homeland, in a stone of remembrance, in a king's domain, in a kingdom of Australia, so defined by our forefathers, those Anzac. We stand in realm and ask you, demand of you, to adhere to the law, Anthony Albanese.